Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey guys. Hey, you guys rock. This is John from Reno.
Hi there, John.
Hey, you guys got the best show on the radio.
It's good to hear from Reno. We haven't gotten a call from Reno in a long time.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you guys, are you familiar with NHRA drag racing?
Goodbye.
Goodbye. A little too far for you?
It's like Big Daddy Don Garland. I mean, way back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Don Prudhomme. And Big Daddy Don Garlitz.
You know why we know those names? Because we are old enough to remember when there were only four goddamn channels. Yeah. And on Saturday afternoon, if you didn't watch ABC's Wide World of Sports.
That was it.
You're screwed, baby. Hello.
Big Daddy Don Garlitz.
Wow. How about bowling?
Yeah, bowling was big, too.
Hello,
with
Don.
With Chris Schenkel.
Don and Mike Show.
The Pro Bowlers Tour.
Don and Mike, what's up?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, I know you're a big video guy fan and a couple things on the 360. Have you ever played the Call of Duty 3 online?
Yeah, I have. I actually have that. I love that game.
You know,
That's a really cool game.
I'm not real big into the shooter games. The only, it's not even a shooter game. I like Halo.
I like Halo.
I like all the sports games on Xbox 360.
Have you ever played the game Head Coach? They don't make it for the 360, but the regular Xbox.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, you don't like it?
God, that's a worthless freaking game. Here's the deal. Somebody got me that as a gift and said, this looks like it's you, because it's all the duties of being duties. Of being an NFL head coach. You get to put a lineup together, and it's really... It's like The Sims, except it's jerk-off NFL Sims, where you get like a little fake Bill Cowher walking through the Steelers building, and you sit down, and you get the little voice thing comes up and goes, what play should we call today?
Oh, okay, so it's totally lame.
Yeah, it's crap.
I'm playing a game now called Fear, which is a shooting game, but the neat thing about it, they've got this little creepy girl that occasionally you'll come around a corner, and you'll be in a very scary part, and it'll go... You know, it's like they almost like, and it really is a scary video game. It's the first really scary video game that I've played. I love it.
I don't know the name of it. God damn, I wish I did. Oh, I sound so out of touch. I have the game, though. My son got it for me. I play it online with him. The one where everybody goes to the mall, where you're in a mall. This is the, maybe other than sports, even more
I think
than
I know
Halo,
the game you're talking about.
My favorite one on Xbox.
Okay.
You go to a mall. And there's zombies and monsters and stuff.
You got to kill them.
But you can use stuff in the mall to kill them. Like, you can go into a store and pick up a mannequin and throw it at somebody. You can go into a store and get a skillet out of a display. Well,
and sure. You got to watch your back, literally, because they will come and get you from the back.
Mm-hmm. Zombies, yeah.
They'll bite your neck.
I don't know what that one is. That's a good one.
Is that the one where you like helicopter into the top of the mall? And
it's great.
And you fly in, and the stager for the game is you're seeing the zombies eating people. Very, very cool.
Sounds fun.
And the thing is with something like that, just like the beginning of Madden or any of those games, the first time you watch it, the opening, you go, whoo, God damn, this is like watching a Pixar movie. But then, like anything else, 2 seconds later, you go, oh, bored.
Total burn factor.
Bored. How do we move past?
There was another great one on Xbox 360 called Condemned, which is it's kind of a first-person shooter, but it's very, very scary. And you kind of have to figure out where everything is and secret passageways. And I love those. I wish there were more of those around.
I think that the best way, if you want to show someone how great an Xbox can be, even as good as PS3, get the NBA 2K7 game. That game, if you just put that game on and tell somebody to come into your house and just like have the computer play against itself, you can fool somebody for a couple of minutes and they'll think they're watching a real basketball game on TV.
Oh, really?
That's how realistic it is.
That's impressive. Cool.
Like my man Shaq, you get to see all of his masculine sweat coming down his beautiful body. And they've got all the stupid TV logos and all of the advertisements and everything that junk it up enough to make it look like it's really on TV.
You see what everybody's doing for you here, though? They're giving you these suggestions to get you through football withdrawal. And this is prime video game season, at least here on the East Coast.
I would think so.
I mean, when you can't do things out of doors.
Right.
I know.
If you're not a skier.
And a lot of people have emailed, and thank you for the emails. I am aware that NFL Europe is coming back. I am also aware that the Arena Football League will be on Monday nights on ESPN2. But I say to you all, that's like giving a heroin addict a bag of sugar.
Well, you know, the other way to...
Right.
The other way to compensate.
Unsatisfying.
I have never taken heroin, but isn't that what it looks like?
Yes. It's like sugar, and you can melt it, and it's fantastic if you haven't tried it. What I was going to recommend to get through this is to just up the alcohol level a little bit. Just tweak it up. Just tweak it up a wee bit.
See, I don't have a New Year's resolution, but really, since the first of the year, I'm going to disappoint you here.
Yeah,
I really am not drinking as much.
Well, that's normal for January too.
I'm really not drinking as much. Mm. It's like last night, CSI. Oh God, I'm ashamed to say this.
Not one cocktail.
Sober as a judge.
Sober all night. Mm. Sober all night.
Come on, man.
Maybe that's why I didn't like the show that much.
You didn't enjoy it as much.
No.
I'm trying to cut down. There you go. I'm just going to leave it at that.
That was a pause.
Well, I was looking to this weekend, and Saturday night, there's a thing I got to do. Uh-huh. And it's a buddy of mine. Right. And it's, you know, and it's I got to be there.
I drank
and I'm not going to be there if I'm not going to participate.
I drank a six last night, and it still was just pretty good. So the alcohol didn't really figure
out. Well, how many six-packs do you have to drink now to really feel it?
How many six-packs? Just
how
one.
Many six? Just one?
Oh, I feel it on beer 3.5.
Do you really?
Sure.
Wow.
That's the weight loss, Mike.
That's incredible.
Isn't it, though? That's the magic of quality beer. I'm
trying to think how many six-packs before I feel it now. It's gotten better. It's 14.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Congratulations.
Don and Mike, beer 84.
Hey, you're on the air. What's up?
Well, first of all, I just picked myself up off the floor after hearing that you're not drinking as much.
So, see, you've disappointed some people.
Shocked. And
sorry. Not just me.
I'm not disappointed. I'm just going to go to church now. And I also called to let you know that the NFL Network is going to be having this thing called the Game of the Week, where they take the best games of this last season. They're going to run it one a week.
You already know this, don't you?
Yes, I do. And as a matter of fact, and this guy's a help, and I'm not going to yell at him. Thank you very much. You know how pathetic I am?
Mm-hmm.
During the year, if you get Sunday ticket, you can sign up for something called Shortcuts.
Mm-hmm.
And like with my favorite team, the Packers.
Right.
In the middle of the night, between Sunday night and Monday morning, the NFL Network takes the entire game and chops it into 30 minutes. They take out all the commercials and everything.
Wow.
So what I have in my TiVo is every single game the Packers played this year chopped down to 30 minutes. So I have in my emergency stash, I have at least 8 hours of Packer football.
Oh, you're
fine. I will not have to pull that out until maybe May.
God, the NFL, just like pushers. They're just like DirecTV and the NFL,
and
just like pushers, man.
I'm a junkie. Hey, money. Hey, donkey. It's money.
It's a knockout.
Dagger. Money. It's silly. It's bazilly because I'm a junkie.
You are a junkie for football.
Goddamn, I love it. Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz Girdley.
Uh-huh.
You played poker. And you won on mushrooms.
I did.
That's the headline. Now, here's the background.
That's the story.
Here's the background. We collectively, all of us, have played poker many times together.
True indeed.
Enough. We all like getting together to play poker.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz just freezes up when we play poker. We call him Shakes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I'm always nervous around you guys. It's not a game that I'm fond of, and I think we've established that.
Yeah, and then you have a little issue with the rules sometimes.
Oh, yeah, I still do.
And when you deal, you tend to deal incorrectly occasionally, not a lot. But
not so much of that anymore.
Not as much,
You do have the palsy hands.
That's you watching me. That's what.
So you're not aware of your tremors then, or what is the deal?
I don't have tremors. I've gotten nervous in front of you guys before because I know every card I throw is fodder for the show.
Buzz also has trouble not only with rules of poker, but rules of whether certain substances are legal.
The rules of life.
Also,
the rules of life.
Buzz also loves showing up for poker games with his Tupperware container full of quarters.
You guys started that. That's how we did it initially. Now when I play, I buy chips. I go to parties where they have chips, and as you do now as well,
mm-hmm.
and you buy chips and then you play.
All right, so
that's a good party.
Yeah.
I'm only saying this to set it up,
uh-huh.
that you were a shaky poker player when you played with us.
No question.
You played with some other people.
Yes.
You were a big winner.
I was.
And there was a reason for that success.
Because when I talked to you, you were going, you're going to do your second weekend of poker because it's newly discovered
to
you.
Astounding success for the first weekend.
Okay.
Explain yourself, Buzz.
Well, as you know, we meet a lot of people, and in one of our appearances last year, someone pressed something into my hand, and upon examination...
Was it a food stuff?
No, it was a little like plastic bag, a little tiny bag. It had what appeared to be dried mushrooms in it.
Oh, all right. Well, using in cooking?
And the guy gave me, you know, a nod and a wink as if to say, this is what you're looking for.
Mike, those are the funny shrooms.
Oh, those.
Not for cooking.
Those.
So the kinds that, like, could. Indians in the Southwest use.
For example, yes. I don't think these were peyote per se.
Oh, okay. So that's not peyote.
Allegedly hallucinogenic mushroom.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
And I'm not really that familiar with them. I don't know that much about them. But I've heard over the years from a lot of people who are rather fond of them.
Really?
And so I thought I would give it a try, especially since I was facing another poker game, which, as you know, I tend to dread.
Are these the mushrooms that pigs dig up?
No, those are truffles.
Oh, I see. All right. Yes. Okay, I'm still trying to get my head around this stuff.
I know, so am I.
All right. So what are you supposed to, don't tell me you're supposed to eat them.
Yeah, actually, you are. You do. And I did. And it really didn't affect me that much. I don't know if it's because I didn't eat enough mushrooms or whatever. I never saw lights and colors. I didn't hallucinate. And maybe that's a good thing. But I did feel rather pleasant.
Did you vomit?
No, not at all.
It's not like train spotting?
No, thank God. No. I hate that opening. That movie. But no, not only did it make me, you know, happy and relaxed like an ordinary cocktail would, but I did have one unusual sensation, and that was an amazing clarity for the game.
Oh, dear.
Or an inner confidence, huh?
At least for the people playing it. Somehow, it didn't really matter what cards they held. I knew what cards I had, and I read everybody else as far as their level of confidence.
Well, get high.
And I won hand after hand after hand.
Well, get high.
Happened before. How much money did you make?
It wasn't huge money. It was less.
A dollar game.
I would say like $80, $90, I don't know, somewhere in there. You know. $80 or $90.
And this clarity... It was a clarity of an ability to read the other people, know what their hands are.
You simply understood, like, haven't there been times when you've said how much is this card worth?
Oh, that hasn't changed. I still never know what the bet is. No matter what I bet, everybody says, oh, no, that's wrong.
Right.
So it just when it comes around to me, I say, what's the bet?
So, for example, do you know what a full house is?
Absolutely. Oh, I know the hands. Okay. That's how I won.
You know what a flush
sure.
is.
Oh, absolutely. And I know how they rang.
Did Buzz, were your opponents tripping?
In my eyes, they were. No, I don't think anybody, not only do I not think anybody else had anything like this, I didn't tell anybody that I had done this.
I'll tell you, I've known Buzz a long time. That is Buzz's M.O.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you get to Buzz at a party, at a dinner, at
right.
a whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He'll come up to you like three quarters of the way through the evening and go, hi. Say, hey, what's happening? How are you?
And you know.
And right away you know. Now, you never know with Buzz. Mm-hmm. It could just be like, I took 20 Advil.
Yeah, I do that.
That's right.
You know.
That helps a party, too.
Could be anything.
Want to take him on a full stomach, though.
So, make it through.
I have never been around Buzz while he's been experimenting with something that someone pushed into his hands at one of our appearances.
It's kind of dangerous, don't you think, Buzz?
Dangerous on a million levels.
I mean, don't try this at home.
Yeah, apparently right. this is not a good thing for people to do, generally
but no bright colors.
But it's no bright colors,
so, Buzz.
No lights, no music. No, I didn't smell words. I didn't, you know, nothing like that.
But when you were a big winner at poker, though.
I was.
When did you lose your clarity?
Not that night. No. No, it was, to be honest, I'd never experienced it. It was a wonderful night.
He went to bed, eyes darting around the room,
and
hearing a cricket walk across the carpet.
Interestingly enough, there were a couple of mushrooms left and another poker game coming up.
All right, so what happened? The second, there's now a second weekend.
I lost every penny.
Well, what has that taught you, Grasshopper?
Well, what has that taught us all? I think that's a lesson for everybody.
So you thought it was this miracle.
The mushrooms really did seem magical.
Right.
But they turned out not to be.
It tells me that you just built up a tolerance right away.
Maybe you're right.
Wow. So you lost every hand then.
I did, yeah. Everything I'd won and probably more.
Now, did you have the same feeling?
I had a pleasant feeling, as if you'd had a cocktail.
Oh, so do you feel tingly or anything? Or?
No more than you would if you had a martini.
Okay, I got you.
Or two.
All right. And you don't have to drink the martini, you just...
But I don't know.
Don't try this at home.
I don't know enough about this. Like I said, maybe these were not great mushrooms, maybe I didn't take enough of them.
What if they just went to like the local food store and went into the mushroom section?
Then it's like giving a placebo.
A placebo.
Entirely possible.
Placebo.
I don't know.
Would you do it again?
Not in this jurisdiction.
Fair enough, my friend. Well,
very
thank you.
Good.
Thank you for sharing that with us,
well,
Buzz.
Certainly. I wish there was more to tell. Like I said, it was a limited experience. I didn't smell words or see colors or anything like that.
But you did win the first time.
I did.
Some people
thought,
smell words.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Strange hallucinogenic
reaction. Here's a word, Mike.
Reaction.
Smell this one.
That smells great.
See?
So you're saying that if a listener approaches any of us and hands us a baggie of dirt, we should eat it.
You do what you want.
That's dangerous.
I'm fond of mushrooms.
I'd be terrified to do that.
I won't even take a stick of gum from a listener.
I'd be on COPS if I did something like that.
Well, this is something that grows out of the ground, you know, so it seemed safe. It
seemed
natural. Yeah,
on manure.
Well, sometimes, yes.
One of my favorite things is if my wife will send in a brownie or something,
right?
And Mike will have one, and when he's about halfway through, isn't that great? A listener dropped it off.
Have you ever seen anyone spit food out of their mouth quicker?
I never get tired of it.
It was foolish, but I had to experiment because I hadn't really tried it.
Buzz, that's why we love you, Buzz.
Sure.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. No lie, Buzz. Hello, you're on the air.
I'm on the air.
Yes, you are.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow, hi. I just wanted to say I don't understand what Buzz is doing because in my experience in poker, you don't throw cards, so I don't know how you guys could pick on him.
It was a figure of speech.
You don't, wait, what do you mean, you don't throw cards?
I said, I used the phrase throwing cards, referring to my dealing earlier, and I don't.
Yeah, he's talking about when you deal, you know, how you kind of slide them across the table. Yeah. You do throw the cards.
When we play cards, there's like, hold on a second, hi. There's like six of us at the table.
Right.
And really, when you stand up, you do have to lean over and, in essence, throw them to each of the guys.
Toss them.
Slide them across the table, yeah. Right.
But how does anybody know what he threw? You're not supposed to look.
He puts them face down,
lady. Buzz's problem when he deals, maybe we didn't explain this, is like if we're playing five-card draw, Buzz would go like this, 1-1-1-1, 2-2-2-3-3-3, 4-4-4-5-5-5, and as you would go to pick up your cards, he would start dealing the sixth card to everybody.
Yeah, it's he misses the number.
Or a lot of times, Buzzer,
he'll short somebody.
Yeah,
or it would be five card, whatever, Texas Hold'em, whatever.
Right.
Someone would say, hey, I only got four cards.
Yeah, that's the type of thing we're talking about.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
You understand now?
Hey, then. Yeah, I gotcha. Mm-hmm.
I was more with fun you. With the mushrooms.
Why don't you put on a skirt, you sissy?
Okay. I don't do any of that.
I really, really, really hated that.
Yeah. Wait, would you please just listen to sign? No, not F off, ma'am. It was
shut up.
Now you certainly know that. You certainly know the difference between shut up and F off. I know you've heard them both.
Well, yes, I did hear them both.
Shut up.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Spokane, Washington.
Oh, Mike, right. Wrong guess. Sorry.
Sorry about that. I really had a hunch.
Mushrooms grow up there a lot.
Shut up!
I got a Sacramento question for you, though. Can I ask you a question? What's your favorite dessert?
My favorite dessert.
Your favorite dessert.
I'm not really big on sweets. I'd rather eat a bag of chips than a dessert. But probably like.
Hold on, something's coming to me right now. I am a seer. I am a sayer. It's a three-word letter. It's a three-letter word. Excuse me, things are coming out backwards. I'm dyslexic as well. The word is GIP, G-I-P. No, I have it backwards. The word is pig.
The word is what?
I believe you're a pig.
A pig? No, I'm not.
I believe you are. I think everyone in the room has been dancing around this topic, and it's just come to me like a whiff of your vagine coming at me.
But you mean that only in the best possible way.
You're
so funny, Don, because I'm way skinnier than you.
Now, let's get the vital stats.
Still, you're a pig, though. I'm a man. I'm a man. I can be overweight and still be sexy.
Whatever.
You're a pig.
Whatever.
What, can we get the vitals? Can we just, to be done with this discussion, can we get the vital stats?
Yes, talk, Mom.
Sure. You're cracking me up.
Okay. what are your vitals?
My vitals? Like what?
Your
like
height and weight, for God's sake. Come on.
How much do you weigh, you pig?
What? No, my vitals, like your vital signs, are your blood pressure and your respiration.
Honey.
And your...
Honey.
We got one here.
Honey. Oink, oink. Really? Come on now. Come on, how much do you weigh?
How much do I weigh?
Don't answer a question with a question.
I am a little heavy, but you wouldn't.
See, I knew. Honey, I knew you were a pig. Everybody knew it. I'm just the one that said it. We all knew you were a pig.
No, you so totally would not look at me and think I was a pig. You would think I was athletic.
Oh, really?
An athletic pig. An AP.
God. You're so funny. You guys are great.
God bless you.
And you're a pig. Thanks for calling.
Whatever. Bye.
Enjoy your weekend. Isn't that the greatest? Whatever.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
She's still there.
Whatever.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, there. She's gone.
KFC's beckoning.
Hard to find that end button with a thick, fat finger.
That's the thing. You can be a fat man and get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Deal with it. It's the world we live in, dudes. It's the world we live in.
The cruel, harsh world.
And why is it that I have to be the one to say she's a pig when everyone else in the room is just making the faces like pig, 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 pig?
Well, I was saying I asked her what her favorite dessert was.
I was mainly talking to my friend Bobo, who's behind me doing the whole pantomime show. Like,
yes.
Ooh, big elephant.
Floating in like he's a Macy's float.
I'm really glad you brought it up because I'm shy about bringing topics up like that with our female listeners. Yeah. I get nervous. I don't want to issue an unkind word like hog.
Right.
Offend anyone.
We really have to twist your arm.
Sweating hog from Spokane.
Cow. Hello, Don and Mike show. And what's the whole reason we called? We jumped on her anyway. Oh, she didn't understand about Buzz dealing the cards.
It all started with throwing the cards. I don't know what her problem was.
Throw
with
the
that
cards in her mouth.
Chocolate cards.
Howdy, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys. This is Denise from Baltimore.
Hi there, Denise.
I'm calling to change the subject. I am doing the polar bear plunge in Baltimore tomorrow, and I was wondering if you guys wanted to sponsor me. I'm sorry.
It's all about you.
You know, weren't we just thinking about the same thing, using the pause again?
Hello?
Gonna get away with it. It's the world we live in.
She's just going to turn the radio on now. This is a come on, right? She's going to ask us money. For money.
She's asking for something. It's that time of year.
Hey, honey.
Yes.
Hello. Don't listen to the radio, please.
I'm sorry.
You're calling.
Maybe I'm doing the polar bear plunge for the Special Olympics of Maryland tomorrow, and I was wondering if you guys would like to sponsor me.
Oh, Bobitard! God, I'd love nothing better than to find a way to.
Isn't it going to be 50 degrees tomorrow?
Yeah, that's fine. Better than today.
Right, I tell you what. What are most people donating?
Like 10 or 20 bucks. And you can do it right online.
Do it right online?
Yeah, www.sfnd.org.
Well, there you go. A lot of people will donate now. Now our conscience is clear. We don't have to give you anything.
Got it.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you. Good bye. Luck.
God bless.
Bye.
We'll donate online. You know,
I tell you what, if you drown, we'll give $20 in your name.
I'll pony in another 20. So
I meant 20 each.
Yeah, there'll be 40 bucks total.
Nope, she's gone.
Another opportunity missed.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, that woman who was on the phone a couple minutes ago who was saying that she was athletic, quote unquote.
Yeah.
That's what they use on personal ads, and every time they're pigs.
Well, listen.
Wow, he's bitter.
Of course she was a pig.
Well, you know what? It's
first thing she said is that, you know, you're fatter than me, Don. Of course I'm fatter than she is. But then we pin her down.
I just hate it when they say that they're athletic, man. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely a code word for being a big, fat cow.
They're not being dishonest. They are athletic. Their sport happens to be a pie-eating contest.
Exactly.
They're all in Stand By Me.
Eating blueberry pie, and that was on. That's back on again. Classic.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don.
Hey, and Mike. We're all here.
Hey, I got a question for you. Would you have any interest in watching an NFL game using that NASCAR technology? If each player could have a camera in their helmet and you could just put on a channel.
I'll tell you. Let me just stop you right there because I'm ahead of you already. ESPN had this thing they used during college football season where on the screen there were 8 different cameras all on the same time. Like in the middle of the screen you had the game.
Right.
It was almost like the Hollywood Squares. Upper right, you had the offensive coordinator.
Uh-huh.
Then you had the coach. Then you had the quarterback. I found it maddening.
Mm-hmm.
I found it too hard to.
Too many screens.
Even for me, being OCD, it was too much. Being ADD, too much.
Distracting.
Yeah, too much. Yeah.
Thanks, watched figure skating with that one time when they introduced the crotch cam. It was really fabulous. You get some great shots of the audience.
But I should not discount. I should not discount my ability or anyone else's ability to assimilate this information faster than we used to. It used to be the ticker on the bottom of the screen was annoying.
Yes.
Now I can read the ticker on not only the top, but the ticker on the top and the bottom of the screen.
It's almost a requirement now.
Mm-hmm. And watch the score and watch the down and distance and also see where they have like Fox Game Break coming up. And it's the same thing when you're watching CNN.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You get used to watching the regular news crawl on the bottom. You know, even to the point sometimes where you stop and back it up to read rather than listen to what they were saying.
And don't you hate it when they go to a commercial in the middle of a headline?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and you're trying to read the ticker.
Yeah, right.
Because it's actually helping me learn to read.
Right.
I'm really enjoying it. It's actually made me a lot faster.
The other thing about TV, no matter where you live, where you find out that the dollar rules everything, if you live in an area with bad weather and you have snow closing emergencies, during TV shows, what they do is they take three quarters of the screen to give you a graphic of a snowflake, and on the bottom of the screen, real big, they've got all the school information.
Right.
The TV show itself is like picture in picture, very
small. And sometimes
they'll
put a weather map up, too, where you'll see the precipitation coming in.
Now, when they go to commercial, that's when it goes to full screen.
Full screen.
Suddenly, the weather emergency is over.
Not
right.
So emergency.
Because it's time for a commercial from the goddamn room store.
Time for you to buy your little chocolate donuts.
Gotcha. But then as soon as the commercials are over,
mm-hmm.
the picture gets this small again.
Right.
And you know, we've always talked about, this is no secret, that on Fox especially, they turn the commercials up so loud. But on American Idol, it is absolutely incredible. And not only do they turn the commercials up, but the stinger for American Idol, the actual audio stinger that they crank that up too. It's amazing how much louder it gets.
How many people like me are lazy? I've noticed that as well when we watch 24 or American Idol.
Fox,
right.
Yes.
I am so freaking lazy now that rather than just reach over and push the button that makes the volume go down on commercials, I just mute it.
Yeah, easier.
I do the same thing.
Because in some way, I'm saving time by not having it go...
Wait for it to go down.
14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8. Okay, that's a good level.
Well, it's all that exhausting, you know, counting that you have to do.
I'll push a button, but I'm not going to hold it.
Pressing.
Right. Thank you, Buzz.
Pressing and counting is exhausting.
Exactly.
As you're lying in your bed changing your channels.
We'll be right back. When we come back, all I can tell you about the next segment is... The headline is annoying.
Oh.
Annoying.
I love it.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.